Mary, CHESSON. Mary, CHESSON, 12378. 45. Did you find it? Oh, no. 45-year-old lady comes in today to.
Right here.
Okay.
No, I'm done with it.
Oh, okay.
This is one of them.
To discuss increased blood sugars, despite fasting, grogginess, fogginess, also wanting to lose some weight. Her husband is currently on semaglutide. He's lost weight. His blood sugar is controlled, and he's doing quite well with his diet and exercise, period. COVID immunization, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, none. No diabetes, no high blood pressure. Family history, positive for diabetes. No history of thyroid cancer. Surgical history, none. Social, last period 2 weeks ago. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's starting her own catering business. Been pregnant one time. Married 15 years. Allergy, codeine, and latex. Mammogram is due this hasn't had one this year. You want a prescription to do a mammogram this year? We'll schedule a mammogram for this year. Next number is colonoscopy is due when she's 50. Next number is she did have some blood work done most recently, that we're going to get a copy of it for the chart. If not, we'll have to repeat those blood tests at that time period. 222. Okay, let me look at it. 222, 98%, 98.9, 20, 74, 136 over 80, heart positive, positive, too long to clear, abdomen soft, next to which skin shows no rash or mucosa with any lesion. The recent blood test actually shows, she'll push view, shows cholesterol 224, triglyceride 128, HDL 44, not bad. And let's see, so that's, how do you go to the next one? This one? That A1C was reported at 5.9, which makes her more a candidate for Wegovy as opposed to Mounjaro. Then let's see the rest of the blood test. Her TSH was 2.2, which is perfect. Then her CBC showed white count of 7,000, HNH of 13.9 and 42.5. They didn't do a chemistry on you? Oh, comprehensive. Comprehensive shows a blood sugar of 103. Yeah, you're not doing pretty great. Bun of 13, creatinine 0.88, bun of 15. Because she exercises, sodium is potassium within normal limits, and the rest of the CMP is okay, including bilirubin, globulin, alkaline phosphatase. AST slightly high at 35, most likely related to slight fatty liver. There you go. The okay, so I'm going to give, hang on one second. So this is just a read over. The ultrasound shows a slight fatty liver. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits and face of vertigo. Echocardiogram looks good. A couple of small gallstones noted, which she's had for years. Leg pain and arm pain is multifactorial. She does like to work out a lot. Next one is no DVT or PVD noted. Next one is minimal lymphadenopathy. Assessment number one, blood sugar stable. Number two, no sign of diabetes. Number three, we're going to give her a prescription for Wegovy. Because she doesn't meet the criteria for Mounjaro for diabetes. Next number, we'll do the follow-up with the insurance company to make sure that gets accepted. Next number is blood work reviewed as above. Next number, she's already doing diet and exercise. She's quite versed in taking vitamins and knows how to take care of herself. Next number, we'll find out about the results of the insurance as soon as the paperwork is done. Thank you.